feelings. Welcome to Feel Feelings with Danny and George, the show that talks about feelings and the things that make you feel them.
And then just Dan in the background.
That's
waving.
What I want to advertise. Nice. Yeah. Hello. Just I wasn't there. Anyway, hi George. I know you have a thing you need to run and get real quick. So hi George.
And then hi Dan. This is Danny and George.
Hi Jake. Jake. Oh, Matero. Hello. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Hi George. Nice to meet you.
I'm so excited to have you back here.
I'm excited to be here, Dan.
I know.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right, George.
Is that an Epiphone or is that a Gibson?
It's a Guild.
Catch everyone up as to why that was necessary.
Because we've been talking gear. Me and Jake and Terry have been talking gear while Danny waits patiently to start the show for about 15 minutes.
Thankfully, I was having some technical issues on my side, so I had something else to do while it was happening. But...
I can show George my new guitar if you want to go handle the technical stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Handle Taylor's. Go get your guitar that no one will ever see. Oh, wow.
I bet you can shred on that thing.
Thank you.
I like the stars. Not enough people put printing decals onto instruments.
So, thank you. I got it at Kiss's last shows.
So if I'm looking at that right, is it a stuffed Guitar Hero guitar?
You know what? I think so.
So it's not even just like a stuffed guitar.
This one I borrowed from work, but we can't talk about it.
Oh, I didn't know you worked for
that.
I didn't know you worked for the joke.
He doesn't.
I don't. What are you talking about? I'm just a big fan of Tears for Fears.
That's right.
Dan, you'd appreciate this. I saw
me what I like.
I saw a clip of Dave Grohl gushing about ABBA today.
Oh, yeah, of course he would. He's a fucking dork.
I do know Zener. I'm well dressed. I'm just saying.
What? Do I have to bleep that?
All of a sudden, we got a special request to send a left-handed one of those to a Beverly Hills address. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, I'm only going to bleep his name. So try to get less specific as we go.
A left-handed one of those? They have no idea.
Yeah, it could be any one of those.
Yeah, it's any left-handed instrument player. It's Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Hendrix.
I don't know how to tell you this.
That I was swindled?
We were either swindled or Mr. Cobain found a time
machine. Wait, what?
Shotgun time machine.
It still stars John Cusack.
Yeah. And just
So Jake,
that would be a good movie.
How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. Good. Final answer. Wait, can I phone a friend on that one? Yeah.
Do you have one?
I think you may have made the same joke last time you were here.
Yeah, yes. I don't think last time you were here was the time we were pretending you weren't recording while you were at work.
No, that was the first time that you were here, and you were just like, every once in a while, the whole screen would go quiet, and you'd wheel over somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, I think I remember.
And then I think you did a music episode after that.
Yes. Yeah. That was a terrible situation.
So far on this show, you've done Proud, Pensive, and Mortified.
Wow.
Proud, Pensive, and Mortified.
And it has been over 2 years since the last time you were here. So thank you for coming back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You know, I hemmed and hawed for a while.
A lot of people do.
Especially the people who have done it before. They're like, why would I do that again?
Before Dan's text even came through, I just responded, yes, all caps.
Yeah, I'm an iPhone boy now. Y'all can see when I'm typing.
That's right. I saw that come through when you were trying to get me to book today, and you're like, it's weird that it says that I can't notify you. And I was like, it always says that, Dan, I'm at work. And then I realized a couple hours later that you have an iPhone now.
Yeah, it says George has notifications off. Notify him anyway. And I'm like, hell yeah, notify him anyway.
You can do that.
It just blows up on my phone.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying.
In case there's an emergency.
That does sound awesome.
Which is, did Sean Nelms agree to do the show yet?
Yeah. How's that dork?
He's fine. I just got his Christmas card. It's just, that's sweet. It's like him and his two children out of wedlock.
Sinner.
And then,
is it pre-wedlock? He's not married yet, right?
No. I don't even think there's a proposal in mind. I think it's just like this.
By the way, wedlock, coolest word in the English dictionary.
Right? Me and my family would go up to wedlock pines in the Poconos all the time.
Well, that's like, dude, Dan is feel like he just got wedlocked.
He got wedlocked, you know? Dude.
That's what, instead of fiance, it should be wedlocked.
That's what I'm saying. I pronounced because it it's like, funky.
Yeah.
I don't have to play the sound for that one.
Nope. But you need to play it for fiance.
I know I do. Hold on. I didn't share the sound.
Word?
Kinda.
It is 100% that.
Nice.
Every time.
Just the one line. You couldn't even fulfill the phrase.
I know. Well, I did. He cut it short.
When he sent it to me, it devolves into some grotesque, hideous.
It
turns into a 10-minute
song. Messy music.
It's great because if you hear it, because originally we had the fiance noise for when I was engaged. And
to a Frenchman.
Yes. I have a melodica around here somewhere.
I have
an accordion that was given to me for free.
Bring it, bust it out. Let's play some Arcade Fire.
I don't know where my melodica.
No cars go.
I love that song.
But
that's great.
So we did all that. And if you listen to the full cut of that sound effect, you hear my now wife in the background going, "George, stop it." That was like the fourth time I had done that to get it right, to just get a good take of it.
And if, how you proposed? You started playing it on the melodica?
Halfway down on one knee, and she's like, no.
Please,
no.
She said no 7 times. Not like...
Oh, I was pretty close.
She, no. When I did propose, she said, no.
Did you go down on one knee because you were proposing or because you were out of breath?
I was hot. I proposed during a heat wave. I was warm. I was wearing jeans.
His best getting your picture taken, jeans.
And she...
This is a momentous occasion. Let me wear my nicest denim.
Please tell me you talked your now wife into playing that down the aisle.
No, what did
the melodica march.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. What did we...
Live.
I mean, Danny, you were there. Did we have any good... We walked down to God Only Knows.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah,
And the rest of the music sucked.
It was like violin music of emo songs.
Yeah, now that's what I call emo volume.
Pretty
one.
Much.
I did enjoy. I can't remember like specifically, but there were some where it was like, oh, this is just an emo song. Where like some of them were like romantic, and you like it's like, oh, okay, this makes sense. The violin version of this at a wedding or whatever, great. But then there were some that were just like.
Man,
oh, this song's brutal.
She walked down to "Fade Into You" by Mazzy Star, and even I was like, "This is nice. This is like
that one gets
this is
me.
A tough
Ooh,
one
every time."
Yeah.
Danny knows I sobbed through my entire wedding.
So instead of the Cupid Shuffle at an emo wedding, did you guys play "I Chime In"?
No,
you people never
we
heard.
We did. Where was that really? Like, I think we did like
too mainstream. For
yeah,
you.
Exactly. They did play the Sopranos theme song as everyone left for the evening, which I thought was a nice touch.
That was entertaining. That was a fun choice.
And then when everyone left, we bought everyone McDonald's. But because it was so cold out, it was just cold McDonald's by the time everyone was leaving.
Oh, man. That's
everyone was
that's
drunk.
It was like...
yeah, okay.
It was
works.
Like, you know, when you're drunk and you're and
McDonald's
someone's driving
really
you home.
Long time, and I was like, fine.
Yeah, if it's drunk, everyone's driving you. Someone's driving you home. You find a chicken nugget in the back of their car, and it's winter. That's what we gave you.
Yeah.
That's what we provided for you as a favor from our wedding.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. I think a good first song at a wedding, for a first dance, or for when everyone gets on the dance floor, is "Closing Time" by Semisonic.
just it opens at the close.
You know the thing I learned about that song that I refuse to accept, and it's like confirmed by the songwriter.
But
that song is about a pregnancy.
Oh,
you know, I think I knew that. I just forgot it.
I refuse to accept it. The only line where it actually makes sense, and it's like is a greater thing, is like, "This room won't be open until your brothers or your sisters come." Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
What a disgusting way to think about a woman's womb. It's like,
I know
this room shut down for a little
me
while,
me.
But like your brother's coming later. Like, that's gross. I don't like that. I like it better as like your younger siblings will also get drunk one day. That's much better.
I like that.
I don't have younger siblings. We have a lightning round.
Oh, you want to do it?
Oh, that wasn't the lightning round?
Nope.
Oh, man.
So the lightning round, the way it works, Jake, for you and for the listener, we will go through the six basic emotions, which are, similar to the ones from Inside Out.
No,
I don't want to say
relation.
They're the same. It's totally unaffiliated.
Not affiliated. It's...
They're making a second one, by the way, guys. Yes,
I know.
Sure,
and
you know.
All of a sudden, we're going to have to add all these new emotions. Now, we'll run through the six basic emotions. First thought, best thought. Throw out whatever you got. And then we will come back and talk about the ones that jump out to us after we do all six.
Okay.
So we will start off nice and easy, I assume. What makes you feel joy?
What makes me feel joy? My family, my kids, nice. My wife.
Who?
Yeah, my wife.
My wife.
Danny, you're going to love it. You're going to love just saying this in all the different ways.
It is pretty
well,
great.
Well, I did notice that at work, I never referred to Meg by name because it's always easier to just say my
the
girlfriend. Because as soon as I say Meg to someone who doesn't know that's her name, all of a sudden there's follow-up questions like, who's that? So like I would always just say my girlfriend. But now that she's my fiance, I'm not on the page anymore. Now that she's my fiance, I call her Meg.
You know, so this way you can
really
squash those gay rumors.
You
my
know,
girlfriend,
gay
girlfriend,
people
girlfriend,
can't have fiancés.
And then no, they can't have fiancés. That's what I'm saying. Is that when they have fiancés, now if you meet just the right kind of person that you've never met before and you go, oh, my fiance, they still don't know.
Also fine, I'll play one.
They all go, woo.
I love a soundboard on a podcast.
Oh man, nothing better. That's what I say.
I love I like taking Morning Zoo Radio and bringing it to the internet.
You know what? More people need to do it. Imagine going to church and them having a soundboard.
Yeah, that's called a worship band.
And the Lord said, "Get her done." Just like,
toilet flush.
I'll be back.
Pontius Pilate.
And then Judas kissed him.
A big like woof whistle and a smackaroo.
Anyway, what makes you feel disgust?
What having my camera on during this interview.
You look great.
Thank you.
I love you.
Your basement looks like shit, but you look great.
Dude, that's
a good play. Like you can have like the worst hair day, like blotchy skin.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna sit in this undone basement, and I look great.
You're gonna call it a dungeon. You can call
it's
it a dungeon.
I was halfway through a dungeon. Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna sit in this nice house.
Better than mine. Mine's just like random shit. I got this that I found in the trash. Some sort of Thunderbird. I have the Sean Nelms comedy recording posters. It's just his fucking face.
Wow. Look at him. Look at
that poster. That poster disgusts me.
Bring that poster closer. Bring that poster closer.
Get in there. Get in there.
There we go.
Don't you like how the posters just end? It says.
You're well framed there.
They've got to end somewhere, right?
It's all an illusion. All right, joy.
What makes you feel anger?
Anger now.
Anger. Yeah, we were three ahead, George. Keep up.
No.
Anger. George not paying attention to his own goddamn podcast.
Never have, never will.
Why start now? We're almost 200 episodes into this.
I'm going to change for you guys.
So I'm someone like I'm a full blown hoarder. I shouldn't be admitting this, but it's fine. So right now my basement's completely empty. I know where everything is at all times. So like my microphone is normally right next to my desk, right inside. So when we're getting closer to do the podcast, I just start getting really mad because it's packed in the middle of my garage, and there's no possible way I can get to it. So that made me very angry because I purposely always have it next to me for, you know, the many podcasts that just pop up.
Popular guy.
You hear that, listeners? He's mad about his audio.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to have to clean this channel, buddy.
I'm well-versed in it at this point. What makes you feel sad?
Oh, man. Well, this podcast, again. I mean, wow, that's really my answer for all of this.
I'm so sorry to do this to you.
You know what? It's people dying. That's sad.
Yeah.
You know? That's a terrible thing. Oh, wow. Way to stand up there, Dan. I'm not going to
say that. We don't have to call it out loud, but yeah. Hey.
A good, great friend right there. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like now, sadly, New York just lost Kenny DeForest. And
yeah.
I didn't know him well. I think I had some sets with him at festivals and stuff. And always, like, whenever you do a festival and there's a ton of New York comics, there's always like a huge, like, clique of New York comics. And unless you're like in with them, like you don't get brought in. But I remember like back in like 2014 or 15, he like was down Red Clay in Georgia and he was like, come join us, come sit down. And then he just like was like very inquisitive and was super nice, super sweet guy, man. And then just like hearing all the stories about him, I know we lost like a really good guy. So that sucks.
Yeah
I saw a lot of stuff for people sharing different stories all day.
It's amazing to see something like that, especially with like the world of social media, where it's like you just sort of see people post as time goes on, and you just see like how many different lives that affects. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. The disparate group that kind of all kind of were singing his praises today was like, oh, like you too. Like it was wild that like
it's all
like,
over the map.
Seemingly people that like. I can't like draw a direct line to like New York comedy scene stuff. They're like, this guy's just out there like affecting people's lives in a positive way everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely. I mean, I saw things from people in like California, like Atlanta, North Carolina, just like Boston, New York, where like any place.
Yeah, Jake, we get it. You know people.
Yeah. I just join a lot of groups.
still just trying to grind and get booked in any fucking Facebook group.
I'll send a tape.
Hey, Asheville Comedy Rigrack.
What makes you feel fear?
Fear?
Fear, yep.
Oh, man. I guess related to sadness, dying, you know? That does it for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Not kidding.
Believe it or not.
No, genuinely, I think I'm cool with it. Me and Casey have an argument about this once a week where I'm just like, it'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm cool with it. But it's like, not now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I have two young kids. I want to be around, like, selflessly, like, for them and for me, I guess. That's not so selfless. But, like, I just want to be around to see them like grow up and help them and guide them to the point I need to be there for and not like.
Yeah. Like, the part where like they're actually registering human like interactions as like bigger things and bigger concepts. And like kids are fun. Like, especially the ages that your kids are, they're fun, but like, you know, like lasting impression and like the stuff that like, you know, shows up in movies kind of thing. Like, that's not these conversations.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what makes you feel surprised?
We'll come back to that. I'm going to leave a link to this podcast episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, the amount of comedians that this is just their thing on the internet that their children are going to find.
I'll direct my kids will come listen to the engagement episode and everyone else will listen to this.
All your enemies.
Yeah.
You say you feel surprised.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the one you asked?
That's the last one. Yep.
usually getting a text. Oh, wow.
Do you not get communicated with that often?
No, I do. That's a lie. I don't know. I don't really, I feel like I'm excitable, but surprised is not really, I'm pleasantly surprised with things.
Well, let's start there. I like this. Let's unpack, let's unpack the surprise. What's, what's like the most recent, like nearest to surprise, at least, that you felt?
This is going to kind of come across like braggadocious, and I don't want it to. Also, it's fun to say braggadocious.
Brag away, jerk.
Yes. I do a podcast with two other buddies.
Heard of him?
Yes.
One of them's been on our show. The other one refused, and I never asked him again.
Names.
Yeah. We have either Mike Rainey or John Del Colo.
Rainey's been on and said he would come back.
John Del Colo will probably
do that soon.
I'm going to actually text him now and say, don't come on.
That's fine.
Guys, we're good. No,
you're represented. You're fine.
But we recorded a Christmas album that's available now. Yes, on perks.com. And it's 10 serial killer parody Christmas songs.
Who wrote them?
Mike wrote everything.
Well, I mean, I could have guessed. That dude's a genius.
Yes. So he is prolific in the best way and the most insane way.
Oh yeah, it's all insanity. Everything I've ever seen him write is pure just nutcase personified.
Dude, he's a genius. He is a genius. And I you know, like I'm drinking the Kool-Aid at this point, because he was like, we're gonna do a Christmas album, and kind of like rolled our eyes at the idea, and you know, thought it was like a silly joke, but then it was like, no, we're really doing this. And then like we got to work, and I remember like I was like putting all the final touches on like during Thanksgiving, and I was starting to get like mad. I'm like, why am I like spending my time doing this? And he's like, we're going to sell so many copies. I'm like, no, we're not. And then, that first day came where we released it and we sold so many copies. And
that's amazing.
And I'm grateful, which is So I'm very grateful for like his foresight on this really ridiculous idea. And I'm grateful for the people who listen to our podcast and like really like what we're doing and want to support us regardless, which is just, it's awesome.
What's your deepest cut on the Christmas album? Like what's the
deepest cut?
Yeah.
I would say Melakaliki Maka, that song. Mm-hmm. But it's Charlie Can Make You Murder. So
are these all like musically, are they like the traditional versions just with new lyrics?
It's a mix of stuff. Yeah. But we'll save that for the music podcast. But yeah, feeling grateful about it's been awesome, dude.
That's amazing.
That's wild. I'm also shocked that this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
That upsets me. I've been promoting it heavily. Thank you, Dan, for following me on social
media.
He's been
busy. Did you not hear the episode where he talked to his now fiance about how difficult it was to propose to her? How difficult she made it to propose to her?
And then I was sick for 2 weeks after.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Meg made something?
The roast was on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
That was a great time.
I was grateful to be a part of that. That was very, like, it was a special thing to be a part of.
I think that was one of those things where, like,
I wasn't invited.
Like, I knew why I was included. So, yeah. The surprise of being included in something wasn't quite, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Meg does a show, I tend to be on it. Whatever. Nepotism rules. I get booked sometimes.
No, it worked for the Bushes.
But,
dude, yeah, no. It was awesome all around, and you did a great job. Everyone did a great job.
Yeah,
like, had a fun audience. And
jokes hit, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm here on purpose. And like the surprise feeling of that, where like I expected like a harder crowd for me because everyone had kind of already been like, oh, yeah, that's just the fiance.
But I mean, Andy Lane was there, so.
I'm
still in roast mode.
I wrote some jokes that I'm really proud of. But I think one that
we didn't do them on Tuesday?
The roast was on Tuesday.
I can't stop.
The one that I am the most proud of, though, is Andy Lane is here. And then I just moved off.
Dude, it's so funny you did that, because I was having issues writing jokes about Andy because I don't really know much about him.
Yeah.
And I wrote like a similar thing, and I was like, I feel bad. I should give him something. Yeah.
See, I didn't feel as bad because I had kind of shoehorned him into like other people's jokes.
Yeah.
So I was like, at least he does kind of get the brunt of a couple other punchlines here. So like I do address him specifically, just not in this chunk that is his time.
Yeah. I felt terrible because I referenced him in a joke that also referenced Silas's dad. And
yes.
And I don't know. I hope I didn't text Silas after the fact. I should have. But I was like, oh man, this is too funny not to say.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Ellie had the joke where Sean's parents were both alive. So,
yeah, that was pretty great.
There was a few where I'm like, oh, we've done no research. All right, let's go. This is the night. Have fun.
And I could see Ellie fucking just losing her mind after realizing it.
Yeah, that like gleeful shame.
Yeah. Well, I've been there.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't just get the shame part.
I had to go to Texas Roadhouse on Tuesday.
You know what? I wish I should have had to go there.
It's great. The one at the Teterboro Airport where I live. You want to travel?
Oh wow!
2.5 hours up here to get some real Texas Roadhouse in an airport parking lot.
I love that. Going north for the Texas experience.
Yeah.
So
these colors don't run; they fly.
your anger at misplaced things. How does that anger show up?
Oh man, just I'm a jerk.
So is it like the thing where like you just kind of brood because you know it's kind of like a silly anger? Because that's how I do it. Where like someone touches like my stuff, I'm like, I know I shouldn't be mad about this, so I can't really be like I'm mad because you touched my stuff, but I'm also like I am mad.
Yeah. I wish I could give it that civility. I just go full pissed off teenager mode, which I need to work on.
Nah, you're only what, like 19? You're fine.
Yeah. Who didn't put water in the Christmas tree? I put water in it every day.
And then
now it's dead.
And then your wife says it was dead when we chopped it down.
Because you know how to pick them.
Yeah, so that's probably the most. That's probably internalizing shit and then taking out on the people who love me the most.
That's so, always how it goes.
And that's why you started a family, so there could be
that's
more
right.
to spread out, you know? I equate it to getting a tattoo. You know, when they do the line work, it's only one thing is stabbing you. But then when they do the shading, it spreads it out, and then just sort of
that's right.
the anger gets raked across your skin instead of stabbing you. I hate line work.
Oof.
Sorry.
You should have been an erotic poet, George.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Thank you. I got someone gave us a gift card to the tattoo parlor for our wedding. So I just went and got three.
Is that how that came about?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I had a free afternoon and $400 in fake money.
Wow, dude. What did you invite a tattoo artist to your wedding?
We did have a couple tattoo artists at our wedding. The three of them, they live in Asbury. So they were like, what does this couple need? A gift card to an Asbury Park tattoo parlor.
Oh man, I was just in Asbury Park 4 months ago.
It's great. It's a shame we didn't run into each other.
Yeah.
Pixie's
a Modest Mouse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I wanted to go to that.
That was a great show. Yeah.
I've still never seen Modest Mouse. They're like the only band left on my list.
Seen them 2 or 3 times now.
I just went for a run.
First time, it was 2 times. Because this time, this is the second time. The first time I saw them, they didn't play Float On.
They don't anymore.
Really?
I feel like
They played it with the Pixies.
Okay, I feel like they very rarely play it. Like, they very rarely play stuff off of that album, honestly.
I get it, but it's like, come on.
I like that album.
Everyone wants Float On.
Yeah.
Play Float On.
I'll take Float On. Ocean Breeze Salty. I like Ocean Breeze Salty. I think that's
They did that, they did that both shows, but they did that one, Float On, interlude.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I'm talking about,
but
George?
Not Float On.
They have a slowed down version of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I know that one. I thought you were talking about the one where it's just like, I'm going to get you dead. I'll get you dead. That one weird interlude, like a banjo being like, pick, pick, pick.
No, yeah, this is more like a just like a regular guitar being like played like Float On, and they lead into it a lot. I feel like from this little thing they play, but.
No, I just really hope that they get up on stage. Like, this would be the best move for them if they just get up on stage and start playing Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand.
So I saw I'm having the best year with seeing concerts. I saw Franz Ferdinand open for the Pixies as well in Philadelphia. And then I just went up to Brooklyn to see the Hives.
Oh, I want to see the Hives.
And I saw Queens of the Stone Age at the Man in the summer. I'm having like the best.
The Hives are such like, I think everyone just sort of chalked them up to being like, okay, yeah, they had like a song that was in car commercials for a little bit. They're
incredible.
They might be the best live band to ever exist.
They are 100% the best live. I've seen the Rolling Stones, and they were incredible.
I mean, I fully chalk it up to
the Hives.
I give credit to Chris Dolan and Joe Moore, who are like the two biggest, like, outspoken fans of the Hives.
Joe Moore's children are dressing up like the Hives, not for Halloween. Like, that's just how they like to dress up.
Yeah, they're both people I trust musically. And then they were like, no, this is the best thing. And I was like, man, I've been sleeping on this thing.
I've seen the Hives three times. One was in like 2004, 2002, whenever like that Vinny Vidi Vici album came out, Vicious or whatever came out. And the last two times I've seen them was both with Chris Dolan. One on purpose, one accidentally. First time was right before, it was like the year before COVID.
Yeah.
At the, what's it, Franklin Music Hall? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called now.
Electric Factory.
Always and forever.
And I just like happened to, I had a show in New Jersey and I was coming home and I was like, dude, I know the Hives are, I would love to see the Hives. And I just on a whim just went and got it into the concert and bought a ticket right at the box office.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank God. Yeah. And then it was the most incredible show I've ever been to. Haven't stopped talking about it for years. And then him and Aaron were supposed to go in October. It was the night before Halloween, and Aaron had to back out, and I lucked out, and we went up to Brooklyn. We stayed in a hotel together. It was really romantic.
That's nice. That's really sweet.
We saw the Hives, and then saw Joe Moore, and it was awesome. Yeah,
no, incredible fucking band. I like we're considering dropping stupid money on Foo Fighters, the Hives.
I think I'm gonna do it.
I was thinking about that. I'll see Foo Fighters. I have friends that played. I think it was what's one in Chicago? Is that Lollapalooza?
Yeah, so
they played Lollapalooza right before the Foo Fighters, and then went over to watch the Foo Fighters. And their biggest thing was like, I've never been called a motherfucker more in my entire life. It's just that's what you get for the Foo Fighters show now. It's a bunch of really great songs. Dave Grohl calling you a motherfucker.
Who wants to see a 6-year-old play Everlong?
Yeah, I saw them a few years ago, and I mean, I was like a huge fan at the time. Like, they were my favorite band through like the first half of high school, from like when I saw the Big Me video, and then like through like, I don't know, the Orange County song. What was that one?
The one.
Yeah.
I'm not the one. I'm not the like, one. Yeah.
That was kind of the end for me. Well, I'm still a fan. I still like the stuff that I keep hearing.
I like that
but
song.
Like, I'm not as like actively a fan, but like,
oh man, you didn't like him when he cut his hair. That's what it was. You were like,
that must be it. Honestly.
Yeah,
I think it was just one of those where it's like, I've been here too long.
I'm gonna give a shout out to, and not a Philadelphia comedian, but a Philadelphia person, because I like what they do. There is a new Pat Finnerty video.
Pat House.
Pat Finnerty. Both Pats. There's a new Pat Finnerty video out on YouTube where he asks people if they'd be good to their neighbors. And then sees a guy with a Metallica t-shirt and asks him to like name the members of the band, and he can't. And then he's like, name songs that he still can't. So he just slowly starts backing away with the camera on them and just sort of begins to walk down the street. That's the last we see of Metallica guy.
Oh, that's really fun. It's
incredible.
You said Chris Infinity?
Pat Finnerty.
Pat Finnerty.
It's like an Irish last name. He's a Philly-based musician who's made like a YouTube series about what makes...
Wait, was he like Dr. Dog or something?
Yeah, he works with them pretty closely. I don't know. Okay, he may like be like auxiliary guitar or something.
I remember seeing him do like the Porch Fest.
Yeah. He does. Yep, he works in he does stuff in Strand of Oaks too. But
are they a Philly thing?
I guess so, because he's a Philly.
Like, I had no idea.
He's around with them. But he does a YouTube series called "What Makes This Song Stink." It's amazing.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah, he's great.
He's great, and he just released like the first video in like a year. And it's Jason Aldean's "Try This in a Small Town," and it's an hour long of just great fucking comedy.
Yeah, I think I remember watching a couple of them, and I loved it. It was like he made fun of Rick Beatty for all the amps he'd have in the background.
Yep.
And
he like built he built a fake amp wall to make fun of him because he was like, "No, this is
and
what
I
we
thought,
need to get popular."
Like, this is the funniest thing, man.
Yeah. No, watch it. It's find an hour to kill and watch it.
Okay. All right.
Well. We need to take a break, so why don't we spin the wheel and
watch
see what we're,
and watch this video.
and see what we're talking about after we watch this video on our break.
Like,
and we got grateful.
Be grateful.
We in no way saw that coming.
I want a sound drop of my stepfather yelling, "Be grateful," every time we say grateful.
Well, if you can get it to me in time. We'll be right back to talk about grateful.
In Florida. He's drunk right now. There's no way. Parents basically live in Margaritaville. What are you talking about?
Dan.
What's up, George?
Remember when we did that ad read and John Koppel wouldn't let me on his show Peaks?
Yeah, I remember.
Well,
I sat through a whole lot of episodes that weren't you.
Yeah, guess what? I'm on this season.
That's right.
You edited it, but I wanted it to be a surprise. Surprise! Yeah,
I'm pretending like I had no idea.
Whoa!
What? You?
Peaks with John Koppel, their season 3 is coming in. He finally caved and let me do an episode, so I'm very excited for that. Dan, you heard it. How'd I do?
I mean, I don't want to spoil any outcomes, which for the new listeners, you don't need to know that it's different. For the old listeners, old fans of Peaks, it's a competition season.
Yeah, and guess what? I can't tell you what I did or not because you have to listen to the episode, but it's a doozy, and the rest of the episodes coming through are fantastic.
Yeah, we got episodes. We got Patrick Swayze. We got Rocky. We got Brendan Fraser that you're doing. We have two people picking different movies of a person's career, or in the case of Rocky, in the history of a franchise, and just going head to head, arguing what the actual peak is. So instead of just discussing one person's overarching career, now people are going head to head, because real cutthroat, trying to pick which one is the actual peak of the person's career.
I have killed Jeff Roser. It's a fight to the death. Not many people know that.
Says nothing about the outcome of the actual winner, but George has murdered Jeff Roser.
I have murdered Jeff Roser. Sorry, Jeff Roser. Hope you're doing okay.
If you hear this,
hell.
If you're hearing this, George didn't do it well enough.
Hey everybody, Danny here with plugs. You can find Jake, aside from all the other things we've plugged in the episode, you can get his album, A Soft One, everywhere you get music and albums and specials. You can find it up online too. For me, there's another run of Ghosted at Helium at 4:30 on December 30th. It's going to be a great show. It's an awesome lineup full of a lot of people that have been on the show before. Lots of favorite guests are going to be on that show. George's show, Spin to Freakin' Wheel, will be at Case Comedy this Tuesday. If you are in the West Philly area, go check it out. As for the show, we are at Feel Feelings Pod on all the places. You know, like, share, rate, review. Let us know you're listening. You can email us, feelfeelingspod@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you, getting your suggestions, getting your answers. And that is it for the week. Back to the show.
I can't operate on this drink. It's my child.
George's mom's like, I used to flirt with John Taffer. I know how to do this. Nah, he taught me all about the butt funnel.
She was more of a John Tesh.
Yeah, there you go. That's great, dude. I love Bailey's, and I don't have a lanai, but God, at my parents' house they have a hammock. So I used to.
Ooh, what's that?
So. What's that?
Do you say hammock?
I said hammock.
Yeah. Okay, I just didn't hear the H in the beginning, and I didn't know how to ask the right way. Yeah. I was like, a mock? What's a mock?
You don't have one of those?
No.
It's nice.
Dude, I would kill for one of those.
We have one. No big deal.
We had one on my porch.
If only I didn't live in the fucking Meadowlands where, like, hanging out in the backyard may kill me.
Oh, I was just in the Meadowlands like 4 months ago. I was just in East Rutherford 2 weeks ago.
That's where I live.
Really?
Tell me where when you come down.
Oh, I was at Bananas.
Oh, yeah, that's up the road.
Comedy Club.
Did they move it back?
Dude, there's a Medieval Times there.
There is. There's been one. It's been there for forever.
It has not been there forever. Yeah,
the Lyndhurst Medieval Times I went to as a child. It's been there for forever.
It's huge. I've
never been to one.
Bananas like twice or three times, and I feel like I've never seen.
So they moved Bananas. Have you always done it at the Renaissance?
I knew that. Yeah. I've been to the new location. This I think was my third time.
Cool.
This was my first time seeing it. I lost my mind. I was like, oh my god.
Is it like a theater now, or is it still just like a conference room that they set up as a?
No, it's still a very nice conference room. Good. If the booker's listening, it's a great conference room.
And we're back.
Welcome to the show. We're talking about Grateful.
I don't think I've ever seen a Medieval Times.
It looks like a castle. I hate to break it to you.
It looks like a Costco that dressed up like Spirit Halloween.
The fact that I don't think I have means I probably haven't, right? Because like you would remember seeing like a weird giant cardboard castle on the side of the road, right? That would stand out, right?
Yeah, it's more memorable than the Magic Castle.
I don't believe you.
Also, I think it's called the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the one in LA. Yeah. It's like you need an invite only.
The magician.
Oh no,
like,
I think you're thinking of the
and
Gothic.
You have to wear a suit.
The Gothic Castle. Are you guys Arrested Development fans?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that's a fun joke.
I started, I don't think it was even out yet, or I didn't watch it, but I realized later that I was referencing Arrested Development because I went to visit my sister in college. She went to a liberal arts college in Pulteney, Vermont. It's called Green Mountain College. It does not exist anymore.
Did it then?
it barely. It held on. Their claim to fame was they had like a cow with like one of those windows in its side so you could see how it like processed food inside the cow's stomach.
Cool.
It was like cyborg cow.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You say one of those? Like that's a wait.
But
am I supposed to know of the existence of these?
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
Like, they just have one of those cows.
George, it's a shame it wasn't a sheep. You know why?
Why?
Because then I could have said, "I'll be back."
Anyway, that's our show.
I'm grateful for that. We did it. Bye.
The point of the Arrested Development thing is one of my sister's friends, whose name was Weedy, emerged from the river between New York and Vermont, where it is illegal to be naked in New York, but it is legal to be naked in Vermont. So she had swam across to New York to do crime. And then swim back across naked. And then she went, oh my God, you're Lexi's little brother. Hi. And that was the first time a naked lady ever hugged me. And I just shot both arms up and went, no touching, not touching. Memories. Hope we
were saying a woman's touch felt like a prison to
yes,
you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Just ask my wife. Ba, 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 ba.
So, Jake, what makes you feel grateful?
Just you guys right now having this conversation.
Thanks, man. No one ever says that.
Pop out.
Yeah. Well, this is nice. Yeah. No, I explained to you earlier, I have a lot of things to be grateful for, like with my podcast right now. Work is going great. Starting to like got some new material that's finally starting to hit that I'm excited about.
What's that like?
God, who knows?
I feel like I've been doing the same jokes for like 3 years, and I have. Danny can attest to it. Yeah. And then like every once in a while, I'll just sample a little, like just a new little aside here and there, and just that's enough. That's enough methadone to keep me going.
Yep.
Dude, it's awesome. When a new joke starts hitting, there's nothing like it. And then finding tags and getting looser with it.
Like, once you get to that point where you can start like, it was just like tagging on at the end where you're like, oh, I got that joke set. I can play now. Like,
Awesome.
What a feeling.
Yeah, it's nice when you have like a set that you're like, okay, I don't have to rely on anything old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. And like people are coming up and saying like, that was great. Like, that's like a good feeling. Yeah.
It's always so I'm grateful for that. It's always.
And I just got booked to do New Year's Eve at Helium this year.
Oh, right. Fun.
Yeah. Last time I got to do it was 2020. That was a good year.
I feel
things
like
things are looking good for us then.
I think that sounds like you're the harbinger of doom.
I mean, speaking of New Year's Eve at Helium, the day before we're doing Ghosted in the middle of the day on Saturday.
Hey. Oh, nice.
A 4 o'clock show at Helium on the Saturday before New Year's Eve. It's going to be great. Everybody come out.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
It will be great, actually. There. I think it's going
to
be fun.
I'd be there, but I have to be there 3 hours later.
Yeah. Don't blame you. I'll just sit there in the green room like I'm waiting for Jake.
Just reserve me one table in the front row, please.
Just so you can heckle Rusty, right?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. That was just my shoehorned in plug.
Yeah, no, perfect. I mean, that's what I did.
I'm grateful for your plug.
Up there in the Meadowlands?
Huh?
What are you doing? What do you got coming up?
I got nothing. We're working. We got the marriage thing going on, and now we're trying to figure out life plans.
Congratulations on
Thank you.
Because that just happened.
October.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw pictures. I was like, oh, this just happened.
I look good in that suit. I get a lot of compliments.
It was gray
on
suit, right?
Is red velvet. Red velvet suit.
I'm pretty sure it was a gray suit.
It's red. I think you're colorblind. I think.
Shit. Well, Dan has a gray shirt hanging behind him on the.
Yeah, you're colorblind. I just saw.
Oh,
What's the production company called Marv, where like their logo is the colorblind test? Have you ever seen that? There's one.
I don't know.
Where it's like the.
I don't know what the colorblind test
is. It's
like.
It's little dots, and they're either different shades of red or different shades of green, and it spells out the word Marv in red or green, and red, green, colorblind people can't see it. And I just saw a video of like a woman's boyfriend screaming at the television, be like, I don't see what you're saying. It doesn't say anything. Just getting progressively more and more upset. She's like, it says Marv.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking where?
I didn't know that's how colorblind worked.
Yeah, it's red, green, colorblind. My friend Nick Bolero, he's one of the groomsmen with like the tattoos.
Wow, did
yeah,
you
sure,
talking?
One of them. Yeah, so many.
I had, I had 11 grooms.
Also, I love that he's a colorblind tattoo artist.
No, he's a barber. He just has a lot of tattoos.
Okay.
We should actually have him on the show one of these times. He's a good guy.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
That'd be sick, yeah.
Come on. I love when we get normies.
Come on,
call him over now.
He lives in Florida.
Can he come save the episode?
This is great episode. Love you and your dungeon.
Thank you. I'm happy my swing is out of sight.
That's what you put the wall up for?
Yeah.
No, I like, oh, you put the wall up. Didn't put the drywall up, but framing's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will be very sexy soon. Currently?
That's what I say to Casey all
the
time.
Instead of,
this
instead
will be
of drywall,
sexy.
We're just doing we're just doing lace instead of drywall.
We've decided
get, like,
there's nothing
the wolf
sexier
whistle.
Than paper.
That's right. It's a paper anniversary, right? You guys got to be near whatever one that is. Past it? You're probably well past it.
Who, me?
What's the paper anniversary? It's one of them, right? That's an early one.
The first 3 or 4 years is like, oh, they have all the things, right?
Yeah.
Or is there
like
one
that.
Every year?
I think there's one every year, but really no one pays attention to it. They do like 1 through 5, and then it jumps to like the incremental 10.
Yeah, we didn't follow any of that. But rock beats paper. No, paper beats rock.
Yeah, let's paper beats rock until I have a rock and I just start beating paper.
Yeah. It's like still flat, still flat piece of paper.
Yeah. We're at this year we'll be 11 years married and 20 years together.
Congratulations.
Wow. So that's pretty well awesome. Done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, our love can vote. Pretty wild. Next year our love can drink.
Good for you.
Is it going to?
Yeah. Is your love gonna just you're gonna take it up out?
You're gonna make a night of it.
Make it throw up. Yeah.
21 shots on your 21st anniversary.
We still got it, honey. Just crying.
Yeah.
I hate you.
My love is like, what is this? And I was like, oh, this is Jägermeister.
Drop this in the Red Bull. It's good for you.
No.
Yeah.
Oof. What's worse is aging now and trying to like take care of myself is trading in those energy drinks.
You should stop.
I should stop. is trading in energy drinks that like used to be fun that I used to mix alcohol with now like gel packs, like the little like fucking nutrient energy packs things now. Do you know what I'm talking about? The goos. They're called goo.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm aware of
goo. Silica gel?
It's like silica gel, yeah.
Yeah.
My insides are so
specifically
dry.
Branded.
My insides can get liquid out of a phone. Do you understand? Is that too weird?
I'm sorry. Can we start over?
Yes.
Back to the beginning. Hi, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you. Hi, George. Nice to meet you.
Fuck you. You know me.
No, we're friends, I swear.
Man, you know how many times I've said that like as a muscle memory thing to someone who I have met? And I feel terrible every time.
Yeah.
It's also
I can't tell you who I did it to.
I love to pull the move on anytime I meet someone or I've met them before, but I'm not sure. I just go, good to see you.
Yeah, I've been trying to replace
good to see you helps.
See with meat. Or the other way around, meat with see. But it's the meat sea. You guys know the meat sea?
Meat-sea.
The sea meats?
The sea meats.
Very different lobster, things. The meat sea and the sea meats.
The sea meats. There's lobster, there's fish, there's mollusks. Those are all sea meats.
The meat sea is my bathtub.
Yeah. The meat sea will get you in trouble at work and on Zoom.
You will no longer be a congressman.
Yeah.
But it's like that or is famous. Seriously, author. That is harder for me to figure out. Than any type of pronoun.
Yeah.
That like really that is harder for me to do is replace meat with C.
Good to
just when I'm saying, hey, good to see you.
Just say meet see.
I'm working on it. I practice.
Good to meet you.
I can hear it. Your effort is coming good through right now. Good to see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I look forward to one day seeing you again.
And then we will meet.
Nice to meet you here in this moment.
Yeah.
Oh, what if you just pull out a nice to meet you again?
Yeah, I had to switch those words. It's tough, but my other way didn't work, which was like whenever someone would come to say hi, I'd be like, look over there. And then I just run.
That's good. That's a good one.
Hide behind a tree.
Yeah. Very small trees where I
thrive.
I don't have hiding trees.
Saplings.
Yeah.
With
I planted this tree to hide behind. One day it'll be big enough.
With the pronoun thing mentioned earlier, I have a cousin who's trans, and our favorite game is if someone slips up and just goes he, we just all point and go, oh, you only get two more, you only get two more, and then you have to leave the event.
Oh man, I had a I hope this doesn't come across transphobic because I don't. Because there's plenty.
Pledge your allegiance to the trans community and then say whatever you'd like.
So, here we go. I mean, and also look at me. I'm their poster child. But somebody came up to me the other day and they asked me where the bathroom was. And I was standing in front of the bathroom. And there was two doors. And I pointed to like the now one. The door that like I would think that is presenting now. I was like, that's it. And then they kind of looked confused. So then I hesitantly like started to point to the other one. So
keep
I was like,
going.
This thing. I just kept like,
rotate.
Yeah, like door number one, door number two. And and they're like, oh yeah, okay. And then they use the bathroom. And then after the fact, I was just like, If they did that on purpose, that is the funniest that is thing. Good. And if I was trans, I would do that to every single person everywhere just to watch like sweat,
just sweat
all over their face.
God.
Yeah.
We've been playing not a game at all, but like my aunt was really concerned about buying this like dainty little teacup set for my cousin. And they were like, mm-hmm. I don't know if Ash would like it because it's, you know, so dainty, and I don't want to get him anything feminine because I don't want to like mention, like, you know, that like panic mode of a relative that's known someone their whole life one way and is now
doing your best.
Doing your best,
but
like, you know, oh God, I don't know. And I was like, listen, I think Ash would love this gift, right? But I also think that because he is a man, we will ridicule him for having such a dainty Christmas gift. So yeah, go for it. So that's
just for your own
you want
just putting it out there. I know I'm not like the beacon of masculinity, but I would love a tea set.
Just a dainty little tea set. I've modeled a lot of my masculinity off of you, Dan. You used to play football,
yeah,
and
too,
I was in the theater. So
we call you Dan the Man. Yes,
it's true.
Oh man,
it's true. Yeah. You know why? Because your name is Dan.
Because it rhymes.
Yeah. No, it's really the only reason. Yeah.
I could also be the fan.
Steve the Man
the
Gets doesn't work.
Yeah, Dan the Band. That's an actual band.
Yes,
that's like that's like the kicker for the Eagles, where it's just like Jake the Make, and I'm like, yeah, pushing that one. No one says
the field goal kicking, trash picking,
the garbage picking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia phenomenon. Yes, I do remember that. And also Gus, the movie where the donkey kicks field goals.
Oh, that's a good one.
Don Knotts forever. Whatever.
Let's see what
people said
online.
Let's
see what people said. Complete original composition.
One of these times I just want to be like, I don't know. So we asked the people what makes them feel grateful. Being alive.
Hell yeah. Good work.
Whoa. Didn't I say that earlier?
You did.
It's wild.
I think at one point I said I was excited to be alive.
I'm always excited to be alive, because if I were dead, I wouldn't be excited to be alive.
Yeah, you'd be not excited to be in the dead.
There's one below this that I think is more that has more I think there's one below this that is more poetic than I thought. I think they thought they would be, but like in the same vein,
this one,
aging, just as aging. But I feel like being alive and aging, I feel like they're the same form of grateful.
Yeah, not everybody gets to do it.
Yeah,
weirdly enough, that was written by an avocado.
No, it was written by Hoofy.
yeah, an avocado.
I'll say his name. I'm not scared.
Let's see. Only got one of these. I thought we'd get more. The dead.
The Grateful Dead?
That makes sense.
And seeing who wrote it, they're just fucking with us. Not a fan. Phony.
That's the next one.
Phony ass bullshit.
Dan, George, why are you still doing this? Yeah. It's just like somebody railing.
Sometimes we get that.
Come on now.
I love when we do something what are you like? I'm surprised we didn't get one for grateful, where it's like, I love when you ask these questions and they're like, yeah, it's great for the podcast. And they go, what podcast?
What podcast?
You're just like inspiring them to journal every day.
Oh, I've seen people out in public who are like, I love that you ask those questions. It's such an interesting and like welcome thing on a place like Facebook and whatever. And I'm like, Yeah, it's for the show. And they're like, oh.
As soon as it becomes
self-serving, it's all of a sudden they're like, no, it's not this fun conversation starter genuine? Anymore.
You're
ruined. You're trying to develop content from this? Well, I take it back.
Yeah.
You can't read this. It's all in the one comment. It's like you're self-realizing what's
all
going on.
All one-sided conversation.
But George, you guys
it's all
get
Bob
hate
Newhart
mail,
bit.
If you get hate mail, send them my way. I'll take those people to Pound Town.
Have you met Glenn Tickle?
Is that a good thing? I'll let you.
I
want to go to Pound Town.
It's next to Medieval Times.
Lyndhurst, New Jersey's Pound Town. Yeah.
Pound Town. Honestly, if it was going to be anywhere, Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
You say Lyndhurst?
Lyndhurst, yeah.
How close is that to Lakehurst?
I'll look it
it's
up.
It's like three letters different.
Yeah. I mean,
3 hours.
I live next to a town called Wood Ridge. 20 minutes up the road, there is Ridgewood.
That's awesome.
It's everywhere in New Jersey. They were just like, we're running out of ideas. We're
and
running out of ideas.
All the streets have the same names.
They're all just
trees and famous presidents.
It's a postal nightmare.
Yeah. There's
next one.
There's a Wood Ridge.
My
there's
job.
A Ridgewood. There's a Washington Township. There's the Township of Washington.
I was just asking because Lakehurst, that's where the Hindenburg exploded.
Yeah, that's probably like two hours from me. One of Casey's friends and bridesmaids, her
was on the Hindenburg.
Was on the Hindenburg. No, her mother lives
in an apartment
complex. Could you
imagine being one
of
Casey's friends and like not having made the cut to be one of the many bridesmaids?
It'd be tough. They did a that were the one of their bridesmaids' mothers lives in an apartment complex that overlooks the crash site of the Hindenburg. So like
that's nice.
You walk out your little, you go on your lanai, and you look.
You think every morning they wake up at 6 a.m.
like
instead of saying time to
the humanity.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Stretching it out, yeah. Taking it back. This is your home. It's not the home of a tragedy.
Hey, at least they have a minor league team there now. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, my job, my friend Danny Getz, and my kid.
You know,
I had to get that one in there.
You know,
my name was in it.
I have some beef with this because this person says that he likes me very much, but he is not grateful for me. That's fucked up. He'll name drop
this
Danny
is Ben Fiddler, isn't it?
I mean,
no.
I might produce his podcast.
That's true.
Oh, no.
One of three or four people.
He can't be stopped.
Oh, no. Seamus?
No, I don't touch his. I wouldn't go near that.
All right. What else? Let's do like one more, two more.
Sure. Breathing.
Yeah. I think that all goes inside that
mouth
the aging, being alive. That's a good question. I do love I feel
for
like
sure
I'm
mouth
a mouth breathing.
Situation.
I feel like I'm getting more with the mouth breathe, but when I remember to do a nose breathe, God, do I feel like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Like I feel
I'm
doing breathing well if I'm remembering to breathe in and out through my
nose.
It's
like it's like gulping down an Aquafina after spending a day in the desert.
Like, oh, I'm getting clean breath. I could have done this the whole time.
I feel like getting closer to my brain.
They also say, I think if you breathe through your mouth, you die sooner.
Well,
your nose
catches a lot of the shit that's coming in. Your mouth doesn't.
Yeah.
So your nose is cleaning the air as it's coming into your body.
Essentially, your nose acts like those Sharper Image air purifiers that you had to pop off the top and then wipe clean with a rag.
Yeah.
Do you remember those? That's your nose.
I remember that.
And then
your nose is always black.
Yeah, and then your mouth is a Hoover.
I really need to stop waxing my nose.
You do. You're gonna get the grubs in there. Them grubs.
Yeah, get everything out of there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Solitude.
Solitude in my solitude.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Somebody's happy to be lonely.
Listen, sometimes you find the peace in the most curious places.
Yeah, but how do they block out the voices?
Oh, I don't think they do.
They've just learned to
become a choir.
They're grateful for the solitude because the other people don't have to see the repercussions of what the voices are telling them to do.
Meanwhile, they're just staring in the middle distance in the corner of a room.
All right, let's see.
That's gonna be a tweet later. The voices in my head. If we start a barbershop. Yeah, I'm grateful for that tweet.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spending time with my niece, belly laughs, and getting a big hug from a good friend.
Love those.
Oh, that was Meg.
That was no, it was actually.
No, she doesn't believe any of that stuff. Yeah. Are you kidding?
She doesn't participate in this show.
Yeah.
Bigfoot!
Confirmation.
The movie Beetlejuice.
Oh man, we went and saw the Beetlejuice musical, and it is so up its own ass that it kind of sucked.
Really?
It was like, I mean, everybody in it was great. The dude playing Beetlejuice was great.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But it was all like, I'm going to make this liberal politics joke, and everyone's going to be like, ha, ha, ha. It's like, all right, we did it. I'm proud of us all for like playing our parts, but like whatever.
We didn't even get to talk about it. I feel like it's great to end the podcast here so we can talk about it some other time. Jake, you're welcome to come back on when it airs.
No, thank you.
They made another Beverly Hills Cop today?
It's coming out this summer. Yeah.
I didn't know that was on the table.
Wait, it's coming out this summer? I thought it was coming out now.
No, it said summer 2024 when I saw the thing earlier. But I
saw something that was like, watch this tomorrow, and it was just a picture of a badge.
Well, now we can't air this episode until it airs officially on Netflix.
That's right. No taking back mistaken sentences. We're going to wait until it's accurate.
Yeah,
And that's what the show is about, feelings and accuracy. And I just want to say, for being such an accurate guest, thank you, Jake Matera, for coming on the show. Always a pleasure.
I don't know if that was a compliment or a...
You'll never know.
Jake, we never do.
Was this a slander? Was that a libel?
I'm gonna do a libel now.
We're in the gray area. We're safe.
You mean red.
Oh, now he sees color.
just when he's angry at his family for touching his face.
It just goes from gray to that like red sheath for like you just got shot in gold.
Pulsing red.
Well, thank you so much for doing the show. We always love having you on. Danny, I'll see you at some point. I think I'm in town on Tuesday, so come hang out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Nah. Too late.
No, keep it in there. Keep it in there.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Feel Feelings is a Wasted Robot production. Editing done by Dan Getz. Music by George Bruderman. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Feel Feelings Pod, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/feelfeelings. If you're ever feeling any heavy emotions and feel like there's nowhere to turn to, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or to any of the resources in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.
Lord, such a professional show!